far are you going?
About 30 years.
In this week's episode, I get to review Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Let's just bug out and call it even, okay? What are we talking about this for?
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Fucking A. Oh.
It's fine.
You sure? No lagginess or whatever?
No.
Okay. It might as well lag, because it'll just go great with the theme of today's episode of the podcast, where I talk about a glitchy game like Aliens Colonial Marines.
Yeah. At least our podcast will be better quality than that. At least I hope so.
Well, I take it you're recording already, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It actually sounds better than before. I don't know if that's because I changed the audio settings or if it's just a coincidence, but
I'm not even sure how much in size it's going to go up. Like, I didn't know, like, what, because you said he went from a 16-bit to a 24, so, I mean, the quality is going to improve, but
yeah, I think the quality and the size are both going to improve by about 50%. So, for our listeners, what happened is that I changed the settings on GarageBand, and hopefully you'll be hearing a new and better version of the Anime of Yesteryear podcast on Tune Radio and on the blog.
But you see, if we did this Alien Colonial Marines way, we were supposed to have it, like, flawlessly looking good, and then our final product is total crap.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
No. Okay, so I should probably illiterate or
what?
That something, whatever, I can't say words. We're talking about Aliens Colonial Marines, a game that I bought yesterday, that I finished the story mode today, and more than likely I'm going to go ahead and get my money back on that game, and I might as well put that towards something else, like Metal Gear Rising Revengeance or something.
How many hours do you think you played it over the last couple days?
About 8 or 9. So that's the story mode. A lot of these, oh man, there's so much to say about this, but like the reviews, like when I skimmed through them, because I was just like, don't spoil anything, I don't want to know. And the reviews, like, they were like, yeah, it's like a five-hour story mode. I'm like, that's not good. But I put it on hardened mode, which is like the second hardest mode in the game, and I was able to beat the game with that. And it's not much different than like if I played a game on medium. Like, it really isn't. And I was able to beat the game in like 8 hours with that, because there were certain areas I kept dying 10 times or so. So there was some level of difficulty, which made it engaging for me. You know, for the most part. But oh gosh, like a lot of people were saying, what happened to this game? Like, I've been looking forward to this game for 6 years now, ever since I'm pretty sure Game Informer put out like this huge ad with an alien on it. And they had, like, a whole write-up on it regarding, like, you know, Sid Mead doing designs and bringing him back. Oh, they got the original voice characters coming back or whatever. I'm just like, man, I just want this game to come out, because I've been looking forward to it forever. And I think this is kind of one of those, shame on me once, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. Or did I get that backwards? I think I got it right.
I think it's fool me once, shame on me. Wait, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on... Damn it, I'm like George Bush when he screwed that up, you know? I can't get it either.
Mission accomplished.
Can't get fooled again. That's what he said. Can't get fooled again. You shouldn't have been fooled again after Duke Nukem Forever.
But you know what the funny thing about that is? Like, I actually like Duke Nukem Forever a bit more than this game. And that Duke Nukem Forever had about the same amount of ratings or rankings online as this game did. At least I didn't return Duke Nukem Forever back. I still have my copy.
These games are just, they've been built up for so many years, there's so much hype, they just can't live up to it, you know?
Thing is, like, CG just posted a link from the Game Informer, I guess, site that did a video, which was like, Colonial Marines, what the hell happened to Aliens Colonial Marines, or thevideogamer.com. And it's true, like, I saw the tech demo, like, last summer, someone's going through it, and, I mean, it looked amazing. Like, I'm just like, wow, I really want to play this game. And the stuff that they had in the demo version looks 10 times better than what the final product was. And, like, they even changed, like, level designs and stuff. Like, there's one area you have to hold off, like, a whole horde of aliens, which I thought I might have done in this game, but screw that. And then they did, like, a level design, which I didn't even check this bottom level where you're supposed to set up a turret because the aliens would come down there. They just, like, blocked it off completely. And... oh, gosh. So I got a glitch guide that I kind of wrote up. So...
you know a game is bad when you have to write down all the glitches.
Yeah, I'm basically doing Q&A work on a final product. That is sad. But, here's my thing. Like, I mean, yeah, this is a hype game. And when I mean, shame on me, Duke Nukem Forever should have told me, okay, I won't fall for this again. But then I had reasonable doubt that this game was going to be good. And, oh, man.
I thought you liked Duke Nukem Forever, though.
Well, I did, but, I mean, of course it could have been done differently. I mean, I don't hate it. I really don't hate that game. And, like, with this game, I don't really fully hate it either, but I'm just... but I'm at that mood where I'm like, it's just better to, like, cut my losses and get my money back. And, like, I'm keeping my collector's edition because I pre-ordered that 6 months ago. And it comes a little statue with, like, the power loader fighting an alien or whatever. And that looks cool. So I'm keeping the box for that. So I'll just wait till, like, a copy is, like, $5 and I'll just add it. I'll go pick it up again to go with the collection set because I know people are going to be returning this back like crazy. So this is going to be a $5 game in about a year or so.
Is there anything else you wanted to do with it? Like, is there a multiplayer mode that you haven't tried or anything like that?
I tried the multiplayer mode on this, and I don't know. I'll try it some more, but it's not worth me keeping for the multiplayer mode. Like, even from what I played of it, it really wasn't all that engaging. I didn't think too much of it. Yeah, pretty much, like, this even has a story, too, which... I guess they'll get us to talking about aliens in a little bit, but pretty much the story is, like, a bunch of these Marines, they...
okay, it's going again.
You might have to lower the quality of it if you think that's going to crash it or something.
No, it does this even when the quality is bad. It just always is bad. I don't know what okay. The deal is.
But you're talking about Alien 3 regarding, like, going to the... celibate space prison or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Well, does it follow up on that plot? Or is it like it's totally new plot? Or
this is a totally new plot. It doesn't make any relation to Alien 3 from what I was able to pay attention to in the story.
Okay.
Like, they don't really mention, like, they don't ever really say Ripley's name. I think they did once. They did once because they were talking about, like, they're going over some sort of manifest regarding the last survivors of the people from, Hades Hope or whatever, or Hadley's Hope. So, yeah, I mean, it starts off with you boarding the Sulaco and finding, you know, like regarding getting a flight recorder regarding the events that happened. And apparently the whole basic story of this is the Yutani Corporation is evil, and they're conducting the experiments pretty much that were they were being conducted on in Aliens 4 or Alien Resurrection regarding, like, doing specimens on people and stuff. Because apparently, I guess they got ahead of everyone else before these Marines did. And within, like, you know, 2 months or so, 2.5 months or 3 months, they were able to, like... They're basically able to recapture a queen. I don't know how many queens were on the planet of LV-426. And, like, harvest her for the eggs and stuff. Because they did all this at, the spaceship, the crash spaceship. So they got, like, all these, you know, surveys and like, a station set up around, like, the big alien gunner dude in the spaceship. That, you know, if you remember from the first movie, they go and stumble upon that, and that's when they get to the eggs.
Oh, do they have, like, the giant, what do you call them, the space jockey and all that in this
Yeah,
scene?
Like, you're able to go to it, but it's, like, they have, like, the queen in some sort of containment cell, like, not too far from that, from the space jockey. And, like, apparently, like, not only you're fighting the aliens, but you're fighting these private, or these PMCs that, you know, Yutani has hired to, basically, you know, keep everything under wraps, I guess. And, like, you're not only are you fighting, you know, them, but you're fighting the aliens. So, like, and, like, when you get into areas, like, towards the end of the game where, like, the aliens are fighting the PMC guys, and I just kind of sit back and watch because I'm just like, well, it's easier to take down the aliens than the PMCs. Because apparently, like, they can kill shot me behind a barrier, which is one glitch I was able to find out. But yeah, the glitching I found in this game, it's a lot of it is technical issues. Again, I don't know how this got past Q&A. I don't think Gearbox did a Q&A on this game. I wish they did. I'm pretty sure the single player came from another company that's been working on this, and not really necessarily Gearbox. That's the way I've understood it. And I don't know why Gearbox would approve of this. Like, I don't know what they're going to do now.
They outsourced the whole single player mode?
Do what?
They outsourced the whole single player mode to another company? That seems kind of lame.
I'm even positive. There is no way they would let this go if it was actually totally in their hands. I don't see that because they've made Brothers in Arms and, like, you know, Borderlands games, and those are raved. I like Hell's Highway. That was a good game, and then it was done by, you know, by the Gearbox people.
Well, did the multiplayer mode have more of like a professional Gearbox feel? I mean, you said you didn't even want to keep it for that, right?
I would have to eventually play a little bit more multiplayer. I'm just kind of, like, a little bit burnt out right now. Like, yeah. I'll try it this weekend or whatever, but I'm still gonna try to sell my copy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know if the multiplayer is engaging because I played it a little bit of it, and it's like basically a 4-on-4, but you have, like, four people that are xenomorphs going after the Colonial Marines, and the way they have, like, survival mode set out is pretty much like you can. Let's see here. Yeah, like if you're a xenomorph, like it doesn't matter how. There's no points being deducted when you die because you're just cannon fodder. But with the Marines, they die once and that's it for them. Which makes it pretty interesting. So if one person falls, like, they're trying to basically defend off for a certain amount of time. And, you know, if you're a xenomorph, it's your job to try to kill them all before that time ends up or runs out. But there's only so much you can do as a xenomorph because, like, even in the game, like, I don't know, like, oh, gosh. In the game, so here's how the xenomorphs attack you. They basically run up to you. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. They don't really know. There's some areas in the game where they kind of, like, pop out of air ducts that's kind of caught me off guard. And, which is cool, which is what should have been the whole freaking game to begin with. But it's like, you know, someone on our team's like, oh, no, the aliens are coming. All you gotta do is look straight ahead, and here they come a-running.
I saw that GIF you posted where they were, like, kind of, like, waddling around on the ground.
That is another part of the game. So, like, on Hadley's Hope, like, you're in the sewer system because, like, this mini boss alien, or the, you know, halfway boss of the game alien shows up and it has you, like, attached to the wall or whatever. So, like, you're running away from it basically, and you're in the sewers. Well, in the sewers there's a different kind of alien down there that only reacts to sound because they're blind or whatever, and basically, like, you have to sneak around them, but they'll randomly get up and just kind of hobble about, And, like, if you're not moving, they won't attack you. The gift I posted, the guy was standing still, and the alien just walked past him because he wasn't moving. So, in a way, that's taken out of a out of context. It's not really the enemy AI is that dumb.
Okay. I thought they were just, like, really incompetent enemies, but...
I was like, oh, God, this is not good! Someone has decided to do what's called pacifist mode, where they basically run through one of the levels of the entire game. And I will tell you, that actually works. I even tried it. As soon as I realized the level I was on, I said, oh, well, let me try this out. And it pretty much works. And that is sad.
Those really are some pathetic AIs, if you can just run right past them all.
Yeah, they'll chase after you, but they're kind of like in this, like, hey, give me a hug kind of, like, stance. And they're, like, hobbling towards you like they're a toddler. That is their running animation. It's so bad, but, like, there's been issues regarding, like, how, like, your characters will, like, they'll stop, but then they're sliding across the surface. Like, stuff like that. And, like, one of the biggest ones I saw was, like, when I was on the Sulaco trying to get off and finding the PMCs, was they had these turrets set up. And one of them was in a corner where, like, my guys were pinned down, but I didn't notice because I didn't see the turret there. So as soon as I go around the other corridor and I go, like, where behind the turret was, it just appeared out of nowhere, like it was magic. And I'm like, where the hell did this, like, where did this come from? So then I go behind it and I'm just, like, hitting, you know, square to disable it, and it's like, good job, Marine. And I'm like, are you serious?
You just had to hit square and that's it.
Yeah, you gotta get behind him and just hit square to disable him or whatever. And then also, like, oh, what was it? Like, one of them was, like, running through windows past a turn, and the turn didn't even notice, like, one of my characters. And also, your characters are pretty much invincible. Like, oh, they'll get shot a million times, and all you do is hear them scream, but they will not die.
Do you have, like, a health bar that's, like, huge or something? What's the deal?
I don't know. Like, there was one area where there was, like, two miniguns, and one of them was just standing out in the open getting shot, like, because this AI did not tell him that you're getting shot and move out of the way. Like, they didn't bother to program that in or something. So then I'm sneaking behind him, and I get to hear him, like, off in the distance, yell, like, scream, like, oh, ah, oh, oh, and I'm like, oh, my God. But he's still alive. Because if you don't have your AI people with you there, like, you're pretty much screwed because they'll take all the hits. But apparently the aliens, 90% of the time, go straight after you. It doesn't matter who is around you. They will go automatically to you, even if there's 20 other guys in front of you. They only pick you, and it's annoying.
Well, at least that adds a little bit of challenge to it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That was just like... there was one area where, like, I had to go through a doorway, and my character wouldn't move out of the way. And, like, I'm walking ahead, and I figured he'd catch up, but he doesn't. He was, like, still in the doorway, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I had to go to a checkpoint, and they teleport to the next nearest checkpoint. So, like, when I did that pacifist speed run through one of the levels, like, as soon as you hit a checkpoint, they're right behind you. Like, because they'll just teleport in front of you.
Huh.
Yeah. Let me see. Like, also...
One other thing. When you mentioned that they might have, like, outsourced the game to someone, on Wiki it says that this was made by Gearbox in association with Nerve Software, Timegate Studios, and Demiurge Studios. So maybe one of those companies is responsible for it being so bad.
I am pretty sure Timegate Studios did this.
They've made, like, some bad games before or something.
I don't know what. Let's check out their Wikipedia and see what they did. They're around Houston, Texas, so.
They made the Fear games and the Kohan games, but I never played any of those.
I haven't played Fear, and I've never heard of Kohan. They did Axis and Allies, a real-time strategy. I feel like, yeah, they're credited for Aliens Colonial Marines, so they worked on this. But it's not like I don't see them working on anything freaking else. I mean, I don't know. But it's so sad that, like, this game has been built up, and then it just, like, dissolves in your hand. Like, I was looking, you know, not only me, but, you know, other people have been looking forward to this game forever. The guy at GameStop in my town pretty much took today off to see if he wanted to go play it. And I was supposed to call him yesterday after playing it for a couple hours to let him know what I thought of it, but I forgot. And so I came in there today and I talked to one of the guys who works there. And I told him, he asked me how it was, and I told him pretty much how I felt, which is pretty much how, what I'm telling you now. And he goes, well, dude, he backed out of his order because someone else called him, someone else he knows called him and pretty much said the exact same thing that just came out of your mouth. And I'm like, wow.
I guess it's not surprising that everyone thinks it's bad if there's this many glitches.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, again, it could have been worse. And what makes it so bad is the fact that it's been hyped up. And even the demo reel from last year looked so good. And they're comparing it to now, and it's just like, what happened? Like, why couldn't we get what we saw in the demo reel? Because it looked really good. And I don't know. Like, but like, there was parts in the game where, like, I mean, regarding when me sneaking around, like, I started caring about the game when I was in Hadley's Hope. Like, when I was in the Sioux area and I was running from the boss or whatever, like, my heart was kind of racing. So, like, it got me really into it, and I was excited for that because I'm like, wow, I'm really into this game, and I'm kind of looking over these issues now because I just want to play it and beat it and everything. And then, like, you know, when I'm finishing up the single player today, I'm just like, man, I just want this game to be over with. Now, one of the – all right, so you know in Alien 3 they said that Corporal Hicks was killed or was burnt up or whatever? Do you remember that?
Yeah, kind of at the start where they said that everyone else on the ship had died, right?
Yeah. Well, he's alive in this game.
How? Is he like a robot with his memories or something, or is he just alive, or?
No, he's alive. So here's what happens. Like, apparently you get like a personnel manifest from one of the missions, and I think they find out there's like a Marine that you have to go basically, you know, risk three missions to go rescue him. To get him out or whatever. And then, like, when you finally go to see your captain or whatever, like, it appears that it's actually Hicks that was, like, he was being captured for, like, 13 weeks by the PMCs in the Utani Corporation. And they tortured him or whatever. And apparently, like, apparently in the game, and his role was, his voice acting role was reprised by Michael Biehn, which is really cool. But I feel bad that Michael Biehn was part of this game. And the guy who does, Bishop, they had another Bishop model in here, modeled the same way after him with the same voice actor, and that was pretty cool too. So anyways, like, yeah, so he was like tortured, and apparently, like, there was a malfunction on the pod or the ship or whatever, because they were heading back, and apparently, like, the pods got ejected with Ripley, and of course Newt, the little girl, and of course in the third movie that says she was killed, but he was awakened. And he's the one that gave out the distress signal, which is what he did already. But and they asked, like, well, you know, they apparently recovered your body on that mission, the area where Ripley was or whatever. And he's like, well, that wasn't me. That was someone else. And he goes, and I'll explain that later. But they never explain it.
That's kind of weird. They didn't even do it, like, after the credits or anything, or, like, nothing?
There was credits in this game, and I skipped through it because I was just like, I'm done. I don't know if they... I think even after the credits explained it, but, you know, I guess if it'll be on Wikipedia and I can just read about it and I'll be content with that. But
well, if they didn't even explain it at all, maybe it won't be on there. I don't know.
Like, I don't know whose body he put in the tube to go with Ripley in the escape pod or whatever. And I don't know.
I would hope it's like some robot or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, Ripley had asked Bishop in the third movie regarding, like, you know, why was the pod sabotage and everything, and explained that. So that ties into, you know, with this. And, of course, like, Hicks survived because, you know, he got out of his pod, because apparently he was the highest command on that ship, so his pod ejected first to take out the distress call, which was Utani Corporation coming in. I believe that's what happened. So, but, like, But regarding the weapons and stuff, like, it's – I mean, they kind of added, like, Call of Duty specs to it. Like, you can have, like, a laser sight and everything. You can find, like, the character's weapons throughout the game as unlockables or whatever. Like, I found Hicks' shotgun in the first level. And then there's Vasquez's pistol, and I found her smart gun. I found Frost's flamethrower as a collector. There's even Hicks' pulse rifle in the sewer level, but I never found it.
Were those weapons useful, or
Pretty much, yeah. Like I with me doing the pre-order, like I got like Ripley's gun, which was like the whole, it has like a 95 round magazine clip in it, and you can't really zoom in onto it because like it has a flamethrower attached. Like if you use a zoom mode, it activates the flamethrower. But it's basically there as like a spam weapon, basically. So.
Oh, and just another thing to make the game even easier.
Yeah, it's pretty much like an about as accurate as a pulse rifle if you don't zoom in on it on your targets or something. So, you even find the lieutenant's pistol that he used, like when they were in the Aliens movie with him and Vasquez were in the air ducts together, and he was using it to shoot the alien. Like you find that. Or you find a service pistol, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's nice that they included all this stuff and didn't make you like get it all as DLC.
Yeah, I mean, really, I can tell that the people who worked on this were passionate about this game. Like, they wanted to make a good Aliens game, and like all the little hints and stuff they have in this really shows that. But at the same time, it's not entertaining for me when you hype it up and then it just falls to the ground like it did.
How would you compare it to the other Alien games if you've played any of those?
The only ones I've played was like Alien 3 for the Sega Genesis, which I think no, someone else on Fast Karate mentioned like that was a fun game. I'm like, really? I could never get past the first level.
Is it like a platformer or a shooter or what?
You have to go collect you have to find like the prisoners and rescue them. Like within a certain time limit, and I can never do that. Oh. I'm not even sure if I ever beat the first level.
Time limits suck.
Yeah, it does. I don't know why that was there, but and then of course, like there's the Aliens game for the Jaguar, which I played a little bit of. Got bland level design, of course, but that's just how they used to make them back in 1994.
Is that the Alien versus Predator for the Jaguar?
That might have been it. I remember I played a Marine. Yeah, that was it. I played a Marine. I wanted to. And you got, like, the sprite aliens coming at you, and you're shooting them. So, I mean, that kind of works the same way as this game, sadly. And then, of course, there's the Alien vs. Predator PS3 game, which was actually pretty fun. Like, that got some negative feedback, from what I understand. But, like, from what I played, I really liked it.
I think all of the Alien vs. Predator stuff kind of got negative feedback.
Yeah, but like I played it because I didn't pay too much for it. It was like $15 at Blockbuster, like used, and I was just like, I'll try this out. And I was like, hey, I actually like this. I'm the Predator, and I'm hunting Marines and aliens or Xenomorphs. And then I'm a Marine. I got to hide and live and survive from the Xenomorphs and the Predator.
Well, so, was it less glitchy than this at least?
Oh, yeah. Like even with Duke Nukem Forever, I don't remember like any glitches in that game from what I remember.
After 16 years, they had better ironed out all the glitches, you know.
Yeah, they I'll give them credit for that. So, but I mean with it's like there's a history with Gear, like if Gearbox announces another game that like has been in development for like 10 years and they finally are like we're going to have our name stamped on this. I'm going to be like, I'm not picking that up. There's no way. I don't care how cool the collector's edition stuff is, because they released some really cool stuff for it that I like getting. Like, especially with the Duke Nukem, you got the bust and, like, the cards and whatever. So their collector's edition stuff is really cool to get. And the games, maybe not so much, but... And, like, with this one, I got, like, the statue bust with the power loader and the alien, which is really cool looking. And I'm keeping that. But not so much the game. And it's got, like, a little mission statement pack and, like, some patches and stuff. And it's, like, you know, they put all this care into making this. And, you know, then like, they get the feedback review on this. And it's just, like, should I really feel, you know, really feel bad for the developers of this game? And I'm like, you know, they've had 6-7 years to do this. And, you know, they have all these issues coming out. And it's just, like, yeah, everyone's asking, like, you know, what happened? So I'm not sure if I should feel bad for that, but if I had to give this game a rating, I'd give it like a 6 out of 10, because it's like, at least it's playable, and for what it's worth, if you're an Alien fan, you know, it's, you know, you should check it out, but at least pay like $10 for it. Wait till it's like really gone down in price and pick it up. So at least you can try it out.
Just wait till it's like dirt cheap at garage sales or at Goodwill or something.
Something like that, yeah. It's definitely worth it then, because like I picked up Alien vs. Predator for $15, so it's like I didn't feel like I lost a lot of money from that. And Yeah, I mean, like, and of course, like I said, you know, like I said, I enjoy that game. But, you know, again, I feel like the paying for it justified me enjoying it. And, like, you know, paying maybe 15 bucks for this game one day, it will justify that. But not paying 60, not full price. I really do agree with that. And it hurts me, and, you know, it makes me sad that, you know, again, like, all this work went into this, and, you know, this is what we get. And it's just like, I mean, all you can say is what happened.
But yeah, it's a shame that it happened that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I can really say. I mean, the issues with the game I had was, like, just the technical stuff that I saw that was everywhere. Like, apparently, like, one of the animations for the aliens was, like, if they're going to jump on a wall, they'll run in place for, like, a second, and then they'll finally jump. So it's like they're on thin ice trying to walk, and then they'll just pounce on the walls. And I'm just like, oh, really?
I wonder how they didn't catch all this stuff, you know? It's pretty bizarre.
I mean, I understand games have their glitches, but, like, this is so major. Like, this is stuff that's, like, I wouldn't even never let this pass.
Yeah. Sometimes people, you know, they find these, like, really obscure glitches. Like, you have to, like, run at the wall in a certain way and jump three times, and you can jump through it or whatever. But, like, this seems like it's, like, direct and everywhere and, like,
exactly.
interfering with everything, you know?
Like, I know a few of the glitches I can think of was, like, in the first Gears of War, like, there's, like, shadow issues regarding, like, how, like, you can see enemies above you walking on the, like, you can see their shadow through the walls, or the ceiling wall, and that's something up with the engine, so that can't be helped, really, but, you know, again, that doesn't take away from the game, and then, of course, like, some of the weapons would hover on boxes, like, I remember destroying one box, and that weapon was still hovering there, like, it was a hammer, it was the locust gun or something, or the machine gun from them, and it was just kind of hovering on this box, and that was another glitch I happened to catch, but, like, that did not take away from the game at all.
Yeah, there's some games where you can discover a glitch and you actually kind of, like, enjoy finding it or whatever, like Missing No in Pokemon, or there's like a cell damage level where you can, like, go through a building if you hit it at the right angle, and yeah, that's kind of fun to find that kind of stuff, but, like, if it's, like, interfering with the gameplay, then it's definitely not a good thing, you know?
Another glitch I can think of was, like, in Gears 2, like, when you go to meet Dawn's wife or try to rescue her, like, there was apparently a glitch regarding, like, the programming, I'm sure, where, like, the game kept recycling, like, the same enemy climbing over the wall or whatever. Like, as soon as you kill one, the next one on the opposite side starts coming, but it's, like, one at a time, and it kept repeating itself. So, like, the code kept cycling that way. So all I had to do was reset the checkpoint, and I was able to get past that. But that was such a that was so minor and stuff. I mean, this was, like, you know, regarding hit detection, if you run into people and you either go through them or you're, like, inside of them. It's just
you. Well, at least you get to, like, pop out of their chest or something. It's kind of an alien theme.
Yeah,
if you go inside of them.
Yeah, this is stuff like you're supposed to have fun in Q&A doing, and they're like, okay, I'm you know. To be fair, this glitch should not exist for final testing, but who knew? I don't know. I guess that's really about it. I mean, I'd say if anybody out there wants, I mean, I know I bashed this game, and if I had to rate it, like I said, I gave it a 6 out of 10, because at least, like, it's, you know, if you're an Aliens fan, you are going to play it and at least experience it, you know, for having that itch to kill aliens with your gun. But again, it could have been so much more, and I wish it was. And, like, I'm thinking they've been doing kind of little software patches for some of the glitches, but I don't know if they're going to completely fix everything or even if they're ever going to do that. So, I mean, they've done one so far for the PS3 that I got, and I heard the 360 game is, like, has glitches galore in it.
Oh, and is the 360 one's even worse?
That's what I heard, yeah. Like, there was one thing where, like, someone complained about, like, I got Hicks' shotgun, but it won't let me switch to, like, my other weapons. What is going on?
Jeez.
Yeah. You pick up a special item in the game, and you can't even, like, select any other weapon.
How can they not have ironed this all out in 6 years? It's crazy.
I think what happened is, like, some cases and I believe this, I think Sega just gave them the date, and they're like, you have this till this time to get this game out. And I seriously think they just cut corners on it. I think they're going to do still work on it, which they should have. And I could have waited another 3 years to get a fantastic game. But I think Sega just finally like, dude, this game has been in development for too long. We got to go out. It's got to go out. We got to make some money. Here's the date. Get it done by then. And that's what I seriously think would happen.
Well, it might backfire if this reception is so bad and nobody buys it. Although I guess there's a bunch of people who pre-ordered it like you that are stuck with it.
Well, at least with the game. I mean, at least with the collector's edition. I'm pretty sure I can resell my game on Amazon, you know, on eBay and get like $50 for it, which I'm happy for. And I'm seriously considering putting that money towards Metal Gear Rising next week.
Are there any completed items on eBay yet for this? Like, are people actually paying for it? A lot. I mean, even though it's got this bad reception.
Your map packs for stuff like coming out in the next couple months, but it's not that it hasn't really caught my interest. So I don't know. Like, I think it'd be better if, like, you know, if they do improve the multiplayer. So at least if I get a cheap copy, there's a good multiplayer waiting for me, you know, on down the line. So, but apparently people are praising the multiplayer for this. So, and I think that pretty much kind of came from Gearbox, since they are really good with doing multiplayer FPS games.
Well, at least it's got one thing going for it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the story... I mean, again, you know, I thought the story mode was kind of interesting into this. The writing really could have used help. It was way too over macho and dramatic. Like, it just didn't have the same feel as, like, Aliens. Regarding the creative jokes and the writing and stuff, it was just like, some of this stuff fell flat. But it didn't really take... That story didn't take away from me too much. So at least I was able to pay attention to it. It's a really, like, cut-and-dry story regarding, like, oh, here's the bad guys, we have to stop them. And they kept preaching the whole, you know, no Marine left behind. We have to... This next part of the mission is to go after this other Marine that you forgot about. So we can't leave him behind. That's just not what we do.
So that's about all there is to the story, just that over and over.
It was, like... One of them, one girl had a xenomorph inside of her because she had the head crab and she was getting sick eventually. So you had to like risk. That was the mission I was telling you about, where you can just run past all the enemies to get to this medical center to try to help her, and like she winds up dying anyways. So, there's a queen. Yeah. So anyways, like I said, there's a queen in this game, and you pretty much defeat her by playing hide and go seek in the hangar bay of this ship. And you have to like hit these switches to bring back a cargo lever or like a platform so you can like catapult her into space. And that's the final epic boss fight.
Was it hard or
not? I died a few times because I was like, apparently another thing about the game is like if you're like doing an action or like an event, like there might be 20 aliens around you trying to kill you, but they can't. Flash in the space and she's grabbing on, pulling back into the hangar bay, but then your awesome Captain Cruz like is in the busted ship or whatever, and he like rams himself in the spaceship or the jet or whatever, like out into space with her for a final attempt or something, suicide attempt. And that's, well, I mean, there's something else to it also regarding like you meet, I don't know. I guess I don't want to spoil that too much unless people really care about it. But I think the biggest spoiler was saying that like Hicks was alive, because in the third movie, you know, they said that he was dead or he burnt up or something.
So they didn't like promote that he was in the game or anything?
What do you mean by like promote?
I mean, like, is it really a spoiler or was he in like the previews and demos and stuff too?
I don't think he was in the demos. Like I just know that he was a character in the game. Like, I thought it'd be like a flashback, but he really does show up, and you know that's part of the plot line is you rescue him, and he's going to fight with you to take out the evil Yuteni Corporation. So,
well,
I don't think any of those voice actors were just like, "Wow, I did not expect this," because like they go in and then say their lines, and then that's just a paycheck. So.
Yeah, I wonder how embarrassed they were by how this game ended up. Or if they even know. I mean, they might just take the paycheck and run. They probably don't even play the game.
Michael Biehn's in his 50s, I think, and like he pretty much promotes like and directs B-movies now. So he probably thinks this goes along really well with it. And he's just like, well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't play video games at all. So he'll never play this, but he'll probably defend it too, which in a way I don't really blame him for that. Because, I mean, he is an essential person for Aliens. But
I wonder why they didn't get Ripley in this. Is she, like, not do this kind of, like, game voice acting, or?
Hey, I don't know about Sigourney Weaver. I mean, if it's taking place after the events of the third Alien, or the Alien 3 movie, then she would be dead, so there's no point.
I guess that's true, but didn't they... I remember in the fourth movie there was a bunch of clones, but I don't know when they made the clones, if the clones were made, like, immediately after the third, or...
Fourth movie takes place, like, 400 years after the third one or something. That was the way I understood it.
Yeah, I've kind of blocked a lot of the fourth one from my memory, because it's not as good as the other ones.
You know, my brother told me, like, he watched a bunch of the movies the other at his girlfriend's house, and he was just like, dude, I like Resurrection better than the third movie. And I'm like, dude, you're crazy, because I like the third movie better than Resurrection.
Yeah, the third movie is not as bad as some people say, but the fourth one is.
I enjoyed the third movie. I'm like, granted, it's not that great, but it's pretty good.
It's not really doing anything like groundbreaking or anything, but it's like, it's another cool Alien movie. You know, it's got like suspenseful parts and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's down to one alien again and a bunch of like convicts or whatever, but yeah, and of course the fourth movie is just like, oh, she's fused with this half Xeno, half human baby of hers that calls her mama. That is the ugliest looking mother in the whole world. And then she blows it out of a 6-inch air duct going through the atmosphere of Earth. Or it gets sucked in the window, and then like all the guts just like blow out because of the pressure or something. And oh my gosh, that movie. But it had Ron Perlman, so like, that doesn't really redeem it entirely.
It's written by that Josh Whedon, who everybody loves, but he's made some pretty crappy stuff too, like this.
I think it was really like, it's one of those things, it's like they want to put blame on either like if the director made the mistake or the writers did, and the writers aren't going to admit, neither is the director.
Yeah.
So apparently I think he wrote it to be better, and then of course like, you know, company comes in and, you know, takes over, like, no, we don't want to do it like that. It's got to be like this. So
I don't quite get how all that movie stuff works, but it seems to me like the script wasn't that great. But maybe they changed the script from his script or something. Who knows? I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Like, I guess to take his defense on that, it's, you know, he wrote a pretty good script and, you know, they got a hold of it and they're like, well, we need to change a few things. And by a few, I mean like everything. So
yeah. Well, if they do that, they should just put someone else's name on the scriptwriter thing, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how all that bureaucracy in Hollywood works, but that's Hollywood.
If we had D.Y. on, he'd know like all the little details, but I don't know about that stuff as much.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this podcast to be like really long, so I mean, I'm not really talking about every single detail thing about it. I guess I kind of briefly mentioned weapons, but I got to use the smart gun, which really wasn't all that bad. And like, you get to pilot a power loader, which isn't all that hard. It's not very smooth, but like, I guess for clunky mechanics, for like, if you're in a heavy machine, it's going to be a bit clunky. So there's some realism to that maybe, but it didn't bother me too much that I was using the power loader. And of course I defeat like the mini boss with it. And I thought I was going to fight the queen alien on the spaceship with a power loader there, because that would have been freaking fantastic. Because I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, we're copying Aliens, who cares? I get to fight the queen with a power loader, just like in the Aliens movie. At least that's worth it. But no, you have to go and hit switches and run away.
I wonder why they thought that's like a good final boss technique, is to hit a switch.
Just thinking, okay, well, maybe it's going to go past this, perhaps. But then again, I was just like, I want this single player to end so bad. Please, I just don't care anymore. That way, you know, you need to end the game as soon as possible.
Please don't ruin another scene from the movie for me.
But yeah, that's pretty much the game. And I mean, I think a 6 out of 10 review is, I mean, I don't mean to bash it so much. It's just, I think 6 out of 10 is good, as fair as I can get. Now, people out there have given it, like, this one lady from Forbes gave it an 8 out of 10, and then EGM gave it a 9 out of 10. Those are total BS scores.
A 9 out of 10?
It's EGM, Electronic Gaming Monthly, those guys.
Jeez.
That one person who reviewed it gave it a 9 out of 10.
What did they say about it that was good?
I didn't really read it because I didn't read a lot of these reviews. I just kind of skimmed to like their final remarks, and it's pretty much all the same of like, I'm disappointed. What happened to this game? Why did it become this way? Here's my score. It could have been better, but it wasn't that bad.
Oh. Huh.
That's pretty much how everyone's review was. So.
But you didn't see the part of the 9 out of 10 guy, like what he was raving about how good it was?
Like, no, I just kind of, I think I posted on Fast Karate. I'm like, because I kept justifying, because I didn't play the game and everyone's reviewing it. And I'm just like, I need to shit off the internet. I don't want to know what's going on. I wish I knew this game bad, but I would have figured it out anyways.
There was one point in the chat where you said that you were getting a little more into it because you were able to tune out the glitches.
Yeah, I was getting into it once I was like, it was at the part of like the game when you have to go, you're in Hadley's Hope and you have to go do something, which led up to the sewer level. But like I had the smart gun and, you know, I'm over there taking out like, you know, all these aliens. Of course, as they're coming to me, but I thought it was like really cool. And I was like, man, I'm kind of really caring because this is getting me excited. So that might have been the whole best part of the whole game right there. Like when you first get on Hadley's Hope or whatever, because then it's everything else is just like doing errands and like going to do stuff and saving more Marines. So, yeah, that's pretty much Aliens Colonial Marines. So, all right. I think I'm with this review. 47 minutes is enough.
Yeah, I think that's enough time for this game, considering how bad it sounds. It probably doesn't deserve any more time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really tie in too well with the... I mean, it kind of sort of ties in with the movies, like especially like the end of the third movie. So, because they kind of make a mention to that. And they mention, like, you know, Ripley's name or something. You do find an audio recording of, like, Newt's mom talking about, like, begging. Because, like, it's one of those little tasks you go around and get audio recordings and dog tags and stuff. And, of course, like, you find one when you get to Hadley's Hope regarding, like, her Newt's mom sending a message to her mom regarding them, like, you know, being a financial bind or something, which I kind of thought was kind of cool and sad, but like sure, their mom didn't really like them being on the planet or anything. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Was there any references to Prometheus, or do you think they finished the story before that came out?
I'm pretty sure they finished the story to that. I haven't seen Prometheus. Like, I don't know anything about that movie other than, like, some people really like it and some people really don't.
Yeah, I like it, but it doesn't answer all the questions you want it to. That's all I'll say about it without spoiling anything.
I figured it's going to be on, like, Netflix sometime, and I'll just watch it on then.
It's been, like, 8 months now since it came out, I think. So it should be on there pretty soon.
Yeah. I guess since my Blockbuster's going out, I guess I could, if they have copies of Prometheus there, I'll just pick one up for like $4 or something. So I'm like, well, if I think this is a bad movie, then well, I'll just go to the rest of my collection of movies that I own that I think is bad. Because they're so.
Is this the only Blockbuster near you?
Yep.
There's probably some other ones here in Phoenix that I don't know about, but the main one that was right near my house closed a year or two ago. I don't think that chain has much time left for like any of their stores.
I give it another couple more years. Like they're still in business. Like there's still some stores left, but it's not like the 1,000 or like, you know, 1,500 stores they had in the United States at one point. It's now down to like 300 or 200 or something.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs. They're fading. I've heard that they have some sort of like online service now finally to compete with Netflix, but I think it may be too little too late.
It's Blockbuster Express, and they have like rentals boxes, which I guess that generates some business for them. And I used that box once when I went to go rent Machete, like 2 years ago.
How'd the box work? Was it good?
It's pretty much the same as the Redbox. Like, you just go up there and pick up your movie and stuff. Like, you don't really need a subscription or pass, and it's like a dollar or something to rent for like a day or so.
Huh. I've only seen Redboxes around here. I haven't seen the Blockbuster thing. They must not have as many of those.
Blockbuster One, they have them at Bilo's in my area. So there's two Bilo's around me that have that. And then, like, the Redboxes are at Walgreens. Or there's, like, Walgreens up the street that has one, which I've gotten a few stuff from.
I think they must not have Bilo's here, and that's probably why I haven't seen it.
But, yeah, that's... I'm content saying this about Aliens, so...
All right, well, do we have closing remarks?
Game over, man! Game over! I just fill up time doing Aliens quotes.
Damn, I can't. I should have one, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
We're on the express elevator to hell. Going down. Stop your grinning and drop your linen. Found him.
Are there any like great lines like that in this game, or is it just?
No, I don't remember.
It's disappointing in that front too. Wow.
Yeah, I guess if they got the writer from the original Aliens movie, we could have had a definitely better script. Oh, gosh.
Well, stay tuned next week for, or 2 weeks from now, I guess, for Gundam Month, where we'll be reviewing G Gundam, Gundam Wing, and Gundam X, and Turn A Gundam.
Gundam X. I had it right. I've still got like 8 more episodes left of Gundam X, so I'm almost done.
Okay, well, hopefully you finish it by then.
5 months to watch that show. It'll get done, don't worry. And then G Gundam is just going to... I'm going to go off memory or try to watch whatever I can of that, so... Now that I got Aliens out of the way, I've got all this free time to invest in watching more anime.
Yeah, and the Turn A movies, too.
Yeah, I'll watch those. Gundam Wing, I can pretty much remember most. I think I can remember most of that, so, or most enough to do a review on.
The Gundam Wing we might have a bit of a hard time on because I'm not going to rewatch it. You're only going to rewatch some, I guess, or none, or however much you have time for.
And no, we might as well just combine the TV show and Endless Waltz into one review. Endless and that Waltz. Should be enough.
Endless Waltz is... Well, I'm not going to share my opinions on Endless Waltz now. We'll save it for the podcast.
Yeah, save that. All right.
Okay, that's it.
Any questions? What is it, Private?
How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit?
You secure that shit, Hudson. All right, sweethearts, you heard the man and you know the drill. Assholes and elbows. Hudson, come here. Come here.
We got tactical smart missiles, base plasma pulse rifles, RPGs, we got sonic electronic wall breakers. We got nukes, we got knives, sharp sticks.
Knock it off, Hudson.
Shit now, man!
You finished.
That's it, man. Game over, man.